You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And Merry Christmas to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. It is Christmas Eve 2025, and we pray that you, hopefully you got all your shopping done. Hopefully you got all your food bought, you've created enough margin in your life that you're not experiencing the stress of the holidays. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Real quickly, we would like to invite you out to our Christmas Eve communion service. It'll be tonight at 6 p.m. It used to be a candlelight Christmas Eve service, and then I had to clean up all of the melted candle wax, and I said, let's do something different. And so ours is not candle lit because of that, but it is it's a service where we read portions of the Christmas story. We sing a lot of Christmas hymns, and then we celebrate communion and let you get on with celebrating your family. But would love to invite you out, 6 p.m., 165 North Grove Street, to Merritt Assembly of God, where you can remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. I'd like to take this program. This is our last program here in the studio for 2025. Starting tomorrow, there will be a Christmas program here. There will be rebroadcasts of other programs all the way up to January the 2nd. And so we will be back in studio for January the 5th, I believe that is. But Treasure Your Landscape is a major blessing to the body of Christ. They're a blessing to Brevard County, and they're a blessing to the Refresh radio program. I've talked to Dan and his team a number of times, and he's like, I really like it when you say we are lovers of Jesus, and they do love Jesus, and they are passionate about seeing the Word of God go forth, and we're blessed to have them in our life, and blessed to have them here in Brevard County, where they, to quote a person, they do their part to make Brevard beautiful. Treasure Your Landscape has a full array of products. They got decades of experience in the landscaping business. They're a licensed and insured family business that they have a full array of products: artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, paver installation, drains and downspout installing and managing, landscape lighting, water features, repairing damaged landscape. They provide landscaping services to all of Brevard County. Whatever you have in mind, they can handle it. If it's the designing, they do that. Planting, they do that. Maintaining, they do that as well. They want to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. They also have, on Merritt Island, Space Coast Nursery, 3880 North Courtney Parkway. It is north of the Barge Canal. It is on the east side of Courtney Parkway. They're open Monday through Saturday on a normal week, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. They have done marvelous work at Merritt Assembly of God. a lot of places that have had failed plantings in the past now have thriving plantings because Treasure Your Landscape knew what needed to go in there and how to maintain it. And I if you're considering something like that, their expertise may be a great resource for you to consider. Dan, Treasure, Heaven, and your team, we thank you here at the Refresh Radio program, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Merry Christmas. I want to take you to Psalm 145 today. We're going to try and work our way through this. We are presented with a challenge that David wrote in verse number 2. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day, it says before that, I will bless you. So we want praising God to be something that we do on a regular basis, and it's an adventure. It's finding new reasons to praise God for. You'll never run out of a reason because you will never exhaust your knowledge of the goodness of God. Verse number 10 is where we're going to pick up reading today. It says, all your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known the sons of men to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. So, everything that God works on shall praise the Lord. That's what David says here in verse number 10. Everything that he works on. And so the Bible talks about every knee bowing and every tongue confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. I truly believe that. I believe there's a day coming where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The wise thing to do is to make that choice to do that now, not waiting until it's too late and all of a sudden when there is no more redemption, no more opportunity for redemption, only then coming to that realization and saying, God, you are righteous and just in all your ways. Even when you judge me, you are righteous and true. So we need to submit ourselves, maybe submit a work order to God and say, God, would you work on me? I don't know about you. I don't know what you have plans for in 2026. But one of the things that I would like God to work on me to where I'm a better man, a better husband, better father, better grandfather, better pastor, better child of God in 2026 than I've ever been before in my life. So God, work on me so that I can praise you, not in a mundane way, but praise you in a wholehearted way. The saints, the redeemed of the Lord, are supposed to bless the Lord. That's what it says in verse number 10. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. A lot of times we are very quick in our conversations with other people to tell about bad experiences that we have. From a practical standpoint, a measured standpoint, people tell of good things that have happened to them to a few people, two or three. but they are very vocal about something that they find unpleasant that has happened to them. In other words, our fallen nature is inclined to complain more than what we are inclined to praise God. So we need to be very intentional about that. Well, one of the ways that we can gauge our heart is Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So do you speak more complaining or do you speak more of praising? It's a great gauge as to the condition of your heart. So the redeemed of the Lord should speak of the glorious kingdom of God. I hope we get beyond, would you please feel sorry for me because I'm a Christian, and man, it is just so hard not to do all of the things that everybody else does. No, that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God says, I am so thankful that the King of Glory has come into my life and opened doors of blessing that would have never been opened otherwise. And he has shut doors that the enemy wanted to use to do me injury. I am so thankful that God has taken my sin away, blessed me, and has written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I have a hope and a future with him that is beyond description. Find the glories of the kingdom of God and focus on those things. Talk about his power. Sorry, my throat's a little dry here this morning. We live in a day and time where people find virtue in being victims. And, you know, in all honesty, there are people that do horrible things to other people. But the enemy wants to take people and victimize them repeatedly. So I was hearing, or I read an article about people who, for their source of financial increase, scam other people. They call them on the phone and try and get them to send money, try to get them believe something that's not true, and too many times they're successful. And then once they victimize them, they will come back and pretend to be someone else that wants to help them for a fee to recover the funds that they've lost through being scammed. And it just goes over and over and over again. And it's not out of the goodness of their heart. In other words, they're looking to create a perpetual victim. I know a person in another state that has unfortunately been victimized repeatedly. And I don't know them personally, but I'm pretty familiar with their history. I know someone who knows them very, very, very well. You and I, we need to not so much focus on what the enemy has done to us, but rather on the power of God to intervene in our life, to heal our hurts, to resurrect the dead areas of our life, and to successfully position us to walk in victory all the days of our life. May the power of God be on full display in your life and my life in 2026, so that we can make known to the sons of men his mighty acts. See, when you focus on studying the things that God has accomplished, all of a sudden you begin to look at your problem not as some impossible challenge, but you look at it as God's next testimony in your life. Yes, Goliath did show up on the battlefield. Yes, I walked off of the battlefield, and the giant who threatened to kill me did not. Praise God for his mighty acts. Make known his glorious, the glorious majesty of his kingdom, which is an everlasting kingdom, and God has dominion that endures throughout all generations. The Bible talks about that wickedness can have a generational impact for 3 to 4 generations. Doesn't mean it's limited to that, but hopefully after 3 or 4 generations, there's someone that raises up and says, you know what, I want to break that cycle. And maybe you have some generational issues in your family. Maybe there's been generations of substance abuse or generations of bankruptcy or generations of failed relationships. And you say, you know what, God, I believe that in the power of God, you can break that cycle in my family and you can start a new legacy with me. Every person has the possibility. Now, I'm never going to be president. Don't want to be. There are a lot of things in life I don't want to be. There's some things I'm never going to be: a professional football player, baseball player, hockey player, or professional tiddlywink guy. And I'm never going to be a professional pickleball player either. Don't understand it. I can just appreciate that people have passion and things like that. There are a lot of things that I'm never going to be, but I can tell you this, that there should never be an area in my life where God does not have dominion. He can establish his kingdom right there. And so I pray that you will praise him, because the dominion of God's majesty in your life, in every compartment of your life, every arena of your life, that it is the increase of his government shall have no end. Verse 14 has a very interesting promise. It says, the Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. I've got some young grandchildren that have been living with us, and their parents have them addicted to food. They eat every day. They grow every day. They get taller. They get heavier. And one of the things that I do is I come and I pick them up and I lift them up. And one of them, it's not much of a challenge. But one of them is getting a little closer to the threshold of what Grandpa is able to pick up. It's not that he's as large as he's ever going to be, because he's going to continue to grow, but there's a limitation to my muscular strength. What I can tell you this is, no matter how many times you have fallen, no matter how many times you've stumbled, God is able to pick you up. Now, he doesn't want to pick you up so you can turn right around and go back to the pit that you fell into the last time. He wants to pick you up and empower you so that you walk victoriously, not walk through life as a victim. So one of the things I'm going to be preaching in 2026 at Merit Assembly of God is God delivering us from the traps of the enemy. We're going to talk about some things I've never preached about. This was something that God opened my eyes to during my personal devotions in 2025. And I looked and I said, you know what? There's a lot more there than meets the eye. And so... We're gonna challenge our congregation to live freedom from being ensnared by the enemy. Verse number 15. Here's a good reason to praise God. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. I want to encourage you here in the Christmas season, make sure that you have your expectations placed in the right person, and that is in God. Look expectantly to Him. Because if your expectations are in your job or your expectations are in another person, those people, that employer, may have plans in the future that don't include you. There are a lot of people who just burn through relationships. It's because they're looking to a human being to supply something inside of their heart, inside of their life, that they should be looking to God to make them whole, and they're looking to people instead. Look expectantly to God. And it says that God gives us food in due season, that He opens His hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. To satisfy means to be satiated. It means to have looked, to have availed ourselves of the opportunity, consumed what has been provided for us, and we're satisfied. I pray that you are satisfied with God to such an extent that any temptation that the enemy brings your way to get you to think less of God, any temptation to complain about God, any temptation to look to some other lifestyle as being your source of satisfaction, that would prove to be a fool's errand, because you are fully and completely satisfied by God. God's hand is not a closed hand that we're trying to pry open. Instead, He says here, God opens His hands to satisfy the desires of every living thing. God knows what you need before you even ask. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His works. Here's a one we haven't talked about. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. If you are feeling all alone, if you are feeling completely isolated, I want to encourage you to call upon God and to call upon Him in truth, and say, God, I need You. You will find that God is not far away, but instead He is a God who is very near, and He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. If you are walking in reverence, one of my favorite Christmas songs is, O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. That when we worship Him, He is going to fulfill the desires that we have, because our desire is for Him. He will also hear their cry and save them. Verse number 20 says, the Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. So, if you're listening and you've never asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, I want to share with you this very present truth. God is true to His word. He is true to the promise to bless those who revere Him, bless those who praise Him, bless those who walk with Him supplying the desires that they have in their life. He's true to those promises. But there are also promises that He will deal with the wicked. One of the things that I readily admit that I don't understand, I do not understand the emphasis during the holidays on, you know, massive amounts of alcoholic consumption. I don't get it. I don't see where there's anything there to celebrate that. Let me tell you why. I've known people who I saw what the end of that road looked like. I've had, I don't know how many family members, not in my nuclear family, but in extended family. I don't know how many family members I've had that died due to drug deals gone bad. But I can tell you this, it's too many. So I never wanted to be a part of that, saw what that looked like. More than that number, though, is the number of people that I know who died where they looked to the bottle as their source of comfort instead of looking to God. I had two relatives. They died 4 weeks apart from one another. I had a relative who was a minister who did not finish a minister because of his passion for alcohol. I want you to know that God is rich in mercy. He is compassionate. He is gracious. He is loving. He is good. He is kind. He is a God who is available. He is a God who wants to forgive. He's the God who has done all of the heavy lifting. Sent his son who was born in a manger, lived a sinless life, died on a cross, rose again from the third day, is at the right hand right now, praying for you and praying for me. He's preparing a place for us that where he is, that we would be also. That when we die, or when the rapture takes place, that we will ever be with the Lord. He's true to all of those promises. But for those who in pride and arrogance and rebellion resist God and choose their way instead of God's way, choose to reject Jesus rather than to accept him, he is true to those promises as well. I pray that all of us will find 2026 to be a year where we praise God every day for the great work he's done in us, great work he's done for us, and that he is a God that we can talk about the glories of his kingdom. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll see you back here in 2026. Have a Merry Christmas. We love you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.